Now it's Hindu extremists, Christians tortured for refusing to convert. 29 Christians were beaten after refusing to reconvert to Hinduism in the village of Katoli in India. Hindu extremists went on a rampage at a public meeting and vandalized their homes. The extremists started a vendetta against the families, including 8 children, and performed rituals ahead of the public meeting and repeatedly ordered the families to convert. When the Christians refused to convert at the meeting, men, women, and children were beaten. 6 people were left seriously injured and forced to travel miles for help. A spokesman for Christian charity Open Doors said, "The villagers accused them, saying, 'Because of you, our God and goddess are fleeing from our village.' When they refused to forsake Christ, they began to beat them. Beating them, they drove them towards their houses and threw out their belongings." Sadly, persecution of Christians in India is rising. Hindu extremists have been attacking Christians more frequently and more violently. This is happening across India and has increased by 34% since 2013. Christians are also finding they are prevented from getting certain jobs, buying land, or developing land in certain areas, and even distributing Christian literature has led to arrests in cities like Delhi. According to Christian charity Open Doors, more than 350 Christians were physically attacked in the last year, including 3 women being raped and tortured and at least 9 killed for their faith. The rise of Hindu extremists and violent attacks on religious minorities, on average, 1 a day, has provoked outrage in the country. Of India's 1.3 billion people, 80% are Muslim, and just 3% are Christian. So here's another sad story of Christian persecution that is going on in the world today that you most likely will not hear about in the mainstream media. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below, and be sure to subscribe to our channel and follow along with us as we continue to examine the world from a biblical perspective. Thanks for watching.